You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're trying to tackle the first of the Halalukas, Kapito Kuf Mem Vav and Tehillim, towards the end of David HaMelech Sefer, keeping in mind, as always, that Ronachman Mimbresov writes in the Kutei Maran that it's a Dover Poshet V'Yadua, that every word in Tehillim was written out Piruach HaKodesh. Ramendo Kaplan, in Ramendo and His Wisdom, he always was surprised, how could it be that a human being was able to write such a work, such a monumental Sefer called Sefer Tehillim? Again, conveying the idea that it's clearly divinely inspired, it's clearly something that was written word for word, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. Before we start the Halalukas, let's first address the famous Machlokes in Arvi Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The very word Hallelujah, yes, we know it became one of the most famous songs in history. But the Lamaisa, is it one word? Is it two words? How do you configure the word? Is it Hallelujah? And we happen to write it often as one single word, or is it Mamish Batsim one single word? It's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Let's go now, Reb Sochim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And it's not only my Hallelujah, Reb Chista, Reb Yochanan has said over in the name of the illustrious Reb Yochanan, Hallelujah, the case ka, and that's the end of B'Shalach Perk Yud Zayin, Kiyano case ka, Melchomel Hashem Amalek, Midor Dor, and Yedidja, Achasein. Reb Yochanan says, Achasein, Zaktashi, Kolomar. What does it mean? They are one? It's not divided up into two disparate words. It's rather one single word. Hallelujah, Keska, and also Yedidja. Rav says, Akesya and Marchavya Achasein. The Gemara says, well, what does he hold about the others? Take you. What does this one hold about this? Brings down different shittas. And then the Gemara says that we have Pligad Rabbi Yeshua Levi, Tamar Yeshua Levi, Maya Haleluka, Halu Behilulim Harbe, Pligad Dedea Dedea, Tamar Yeshua Levi, Bechule, and the Gemara presents different Dedeos. Is it one word? Is it two words? And now we have a beautiful fart to board in the Siddur Verchayim. Siddur Verchayim is bothered because we have a well-known Gemara in the first Perek of Kedush in the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about various words that represent milestones in Tanakh, and the sense that they represent the midpoint of this Sfarim. The Gemara says as follows, that the Vav of Gachon is Chetzin Shalos Yosef Shalte Sefer Torah. That Vav of the word Gachon of Ayikar Yid Aleph is the midpoint of all the letters in the Sefer Torah. Darosh Darash is Chetzin Shal Tevas, is the middle of all the Tevas. And then Iskaleach is Shal Psukim, the midpoint of the Psukim. So we have the Gemara clearly discussing one word or a letter in a word that's the midpoint of all the Osios HaTorah. One word or really two words that represent Chetzin Shal Tevas in the Torah. And then another word that represents Chetzin Shel Psukim in the Torah. And then the Gemara goes on to Sefer Tehillim. And the Gemara says, what about Sefer Tehillim? The Ayin of Yar in Tehillim, Kapito Pei, is Chetzin Shel Tehillim. V'urachim is Chetzin de Psukim. So the Gemara says, this letter is the midpoint of the letters in Tehillim. And this Pasuk, V'urachim Yechaper Von Lo Yeshchis, as the midpoint of the Psukim. Ask the Siddur Berchayim, aren't we missing something? Isn't something blatantly omitted from the Gemara? You just told me this is the letter that's the midpoint of the Osios in a Sefer Torah. This is the midpoint of the Tevos, the words in a Sefer Torah, and this is the midpoint of the Psukim. Comes along Tehillim, this letter is the midpoint of the Osios of the letters, and this is all the Psukim. What happened to Tevos? Why do we not have a Tevos? What a beautiful Diak in a Gemara. Where is it? It's missing off the pages of the Gemara Kedushin. He says, Chad the Kashim Teretz Espechaverta. Why? Says, Aina Chanami, we're missing. He says, but I want to ask you another kasha. And with this kasha, we'll be able to far and far up both kashas. The Gemara told us, Darosh Darash is Chetzin Shel Tevas. Darosh Darash is the midpoint of all the words. Okay, which one is it? Is it in between Darosh and Darash? Is it before Darosh? Is it the first one? Is it the second one? What do you mean? You're talking about the middle, you're talking about words. So that if you're talking about words, which one? Darosh Darash. It says Darosh Darash. Is it the first Darash? Is it the second one? Now what's going on? The Gemara's not clear. He says, Ella, why is the Gemara not clear? He says, it's very good, because the Gemara told us in Arab Shachem Kufiyat Zayin that not only B'Hayel Lucas declare, Kiyado Keis Kom, Achamal Hashem Amalik Midodor, Pasuk we just learned in the end of last week. So doesn't it make a difference, the Hainu? I have X amount of words on this side of the Rosh. I have X amount of words on that side of the Rosh. Now it's going to depend. Case call, which is the end of Mashalach, so that's before we get to the Rosh, which is Vayikra Perek Yud. So way before I get to Sefer Vayikra, I already contend with the word case call at the end of Mashalach. If it's going to be read as one word, then the midpoint is going to be the second Rosh. And if it's going to be broken up as two words, now I'm adding another word to this side, now it's going to be the first Rosh. So that's why the Gemara B'Dafka leaves it, because the Gemara says, I can't get involved in the Machlaikas, that's a Machlaikas. What we do know for sure is, it's in this phrase, the Rosh Darash. Is it the first one? Is it the second one? Well, that depends. Who do you hold like in the Machlaikas Ari Psochim? If you hold that case ka is really one word, then the second Darash is the middle. If you hold that case ka is written as two distinct words, and then I'm adding one onto the right side. If I'm adding one onto the right side, then I have to shift it over. Then my word Darash is now the first one that represents the midpoint of all the Tevas, all the words, and the Chumash. He says, and now it's very good. Why did the Gemara leave out any discussion by the Tevas to tell him? Because Keska, I can't deal with it. Hey, that only appears one time. Hallelujahs, double melchas all over the place. I got tons of hallelujahs. So what are you going to do? You can't address the midpoint. If there's a machlaikas, there got to be every single hallelujah. When it's by one, Keska, we know it's somewhere in the Rosh Darash. And that's why the Torah B'davka, the Rosh Darash, I have to tell you what, darshan everything in the beginning of the Torah, darshan everything in the end of the Torah. And now it's Geshmak. Which one is it? Chesnes. But we know it's the word Darash. Is it the first one? Is it the second one? We're going to leave it blank, and that's going to be totally in the Machlaikas Tanoa Amaroi. Mashaki, when it comes to Hallelujah, what do you want the Gemara to do? What's the midpoint of the words? I have no idea what the midpoint of the words is. Hey, the midpoint of the letters, I know, because whether it's one or two or three words, letters are letters. And psukim on psukim. But when it comes to words, every single Hallelujah, which is rampant all throughout Sefer Tehillim, you're going to have to address everyone and clear. Is it one word? Is it two words? I have no idea where the midpoint is of the Tevas. That's why the Gemara has to go ahead and omit any mention of the Tevas. That's a Siddur Berchayim, beautiful Diyak. Two kashas answered up. So we're not going to be Machriya, no clear Kanachra. But Hallelujah, we know it's always written by us, and we always say it as one word. So David is filled with Hallelujahs.
But case ko is written as two words.
We have it written as two words.
Yes,
and now Sefer Torah. So again, part of the idea in the Gemara, did they have it in all the Sefer Torah, Vachulei, written as one, written as two? It's not so posha, just like we know we're not Bekiyim, like the Gemara says in the Hemshechling Gemara in Kedushin, we're not Bekiyim in Yaseiris and Chaseiris and Chulei. We don't know for sure, is it one word? Just like this Eclair, the Vilna Gaon talks about it. Bas Sheva, is Bas Sheva one word? Is Bas Sheva, Bas Sheva, two words? There's certain things we just don't know. Pashas, Hallelujah, right? We always have the written as one. In case we always have written as two. Svarim, it could be that those Shitas held not like that. So Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Nafshias Hashem. David says, I'm always going to sing the praises. We just closed Asherei, Pito, Kufim, Hey. And the end of Psalm number 145 was, Tilos Hashem, Yidam, Rapi, Baruch, Kamash, Shekon, Shalom, Voit. That's it. Kol Masa, I'm always going to be Mavarach. I'm always going to sing the praises of Hashem. Yidam, Rapi. My mouth is always going to sing the praises. And then I journey right into Hallelujah, and as many Mephoroshim point out, the Mephoroshim Siddur and the Mephoroshim in Tanakh, we're going to link together all the five Hallelujahs that close Sefer Tehillim to the end of Asherei, Tehillas Hashem Yidar B'Pi, just like it started Tehillah L'David, it ends Tehillas Hashem, and now we go right into Hallelujah, and we're going to finish this one with Hallelujah, go into the next one, Hallelujah, a clear linkage, interlinking all of these remaining Psalms to Sefer Tehillim. So now let's tackle this one tonight, we're seeing out that Hallelujah. David says, I'm here, let's go on and give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what am I going to use to start to give praise? Hallelujah, Nafshi Yis Hashem. So right away we have a redundancy. David HaMelech says, Hallelujah, let us go give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hallelujah, Nafshi Yis Hashem. Let my nefesh give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm not done. Ahala Hashem Chayei. I'm going to give Nochmo Lahala. And not only that, Azamar Lelokai Bodhi. Not only am I going to give Hallelujah, but now it's going to switch to Azamra. Now I'm going to give Zemer. What exactly is going on here? For this, we need a Malbim, a Geshmak Malbim. And the Malbim tells us over here in his Perush on Tehillim, We have a few diyukim. Haleluka li nafshi es Hashem. That's the opening pasuk of Kuf Mem Vav. Then we have a Hal Hashem b'chayai. So what does that mean? I'm going to praise Hashem b'chayai. Al chayim writes the Malam al chayim for life, and that is how Rashi learns as well. How Rashi tells us what is. What is this idea of b'chayai? That's the idea of with my life. Dahainu, as long as I'm alive. Let's go to Mitzudas David here. Ba'od ani chay, as long as I'm alive, let's go praise. As Rav Aaron David Goldberg writes, Ba'odi ba'od ani chay. Now he does bring Rashi, Perish Rashi. We don't have it in the Rashi by us, but it's in Mitzudas David. And Mitzudas David says, Ba'od ani chay, Dahainu, as long as I'm alive. And what is this idea? He says, based on the Ramchal and Mesir Shashar and Perches, that no matter what the matzav of a person is in, no matter what life has in store for you, whether you're an ani, whether you're an asher, whether you're a bari, whether chalila you're a chola, everyone could see niflos v'tovas rabas b'matzavo hachola ay, someone who's sick in hospital by Rachman and Litzlan, what is he going to sing praises to an Eibishter for? What do you mean? Shemachzika b'kvar chelyo makais v'inamichol ered shachas, that he can be alive. As long as a person's alive, there's what to praise the Eibishter for. So that's in Tzudas David. But ani chay, as long as I'm alive, David says, I'm going to sing praises. David, whose life was always in danger, always on the run, always being chased, but Hashem, I'm alive. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to sing your praises. That's the beginning of a pasuk. But then David says, "As zamro lo kai ba'odi, dahainu, I'm going to praise him ba'odi," which is what? As long as I'm alive? No, it's got to be something more than life, because I already mentioned life. So what's ba'odi? Oda zamro la od v'hayis yisron shenosin lichutz v'nachayim. It means besides just being alive, I'm thanking and praising the Eibishter, I'm extolling him, because he gave me more than just life. Not only do I have life, I have food to eat, I have water to drink, I have clothes on my back, so I have all the od. I have Dvorim Yisayrim, above and beyond life. So for that, I'm going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So now we have the Diyukim. Writes the Malbit. We have a Hevdil between what? Hashem and Elokai. At the beginning of Pasuk Beis, Ahal Hashem Achaya, it should be Asamro, Allah Hashem Bodi. Why do we make a switch from Ahal Hashem Achaya to now Asamro Lelokai? Why the switch from Hashem to Elokai? Why the switch from Hashem in the third person to Elokai to my God? Akasha number one. Question number two, why do we switch from a halal to a zamra? We start over with halal, and that's the continuing of the continuation of the opening theme, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. So if we're going with an Indian of a halal now, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be Mishamech and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we adding now with a zamra? What's this extra idea? And why do we separate the Bechayai to the Ba'odi? Those are the diukim of the Malbim. Malbim says beautiful. Hallelujah and Hallelujah and a Hallel that we find rife throughout Sefer Tehillim. That's a basic praise. That's a basic praise of singing Hallel, Shiva, Satishbachas, Kadei Lahodos, or Lahallel. I want to sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what is Hallel? If you just say the words, many times we say that which is called Hallel, and sometimes you go to many shuls on whether it's Rosh Chodesh, people are running out to work, and they're not singing Hallel. And it's still called a Hallel. It's a Hallel even if you don't sing it. It's not Begedor Zimra, but it's still a shame Hallel. I know it consists of diverse psukim, of Hillel, of Etzem, intrinsic praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't mean I am singing it, Hashem. It's a whole new madrega. As Zamra says, I'm going to sing the words of Hillel. That's a whole new madrega. So now he says, everything goes together beautifully. One phrase is, I'm alive. Ahal Hashem Chayei, Od Ani Chayei, as long as I'm alive and breathing, I'm going to sing praises to what, Hashem? Why do we talk about Hashem? Because that's something we share in common with everybody else who's alive. Whether you're Jewish, whether you're a guy, whether you're a creature, every single thing that's alive and breathing in this world, that comes from what, Hashem? Lashon Mahal. Hava the Bria, the Eibishter was the one who brought the existence into being. And Mela, that's what, from an existential perspective, Allah Hashem Achayai. I'm going to sing praises to Hashem, the one who, the Shem Etzim is Mahave, breathes life into the world. He's continuously breathing life into the world. But the Maisa, it's Hashem who brings everything into existence. If I'm alive, I'm going to go ahead and give Hallel. I'm not going to break out in song. Why? Because so many other people are also alive. So it's the same God who created me, also created the Gaim, and also created the animals of the world. I don't see a local Elokai. I don't see a personalized God. But then when I focus on what Bo'odi, all the extras that I have, all the extras I have over the animal kingdom, all the extras that I have over the Goyim, my higher level of Tzelem Lokus, my Koach HaMedaber, which differentiates me, just adding a little bit to the Malbim to flesh out his point. Now when I'm talking about Odi, the things I have above me are just being alive. Plants can be alive. Creatures can be alive, but they can't be Mezamer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have the pet to articulate and to sing the song. And the Goyim, it's not the same. That's not that Azamra. That's not Elokai. They can't say. It's Hashem because there's no Hashkacha Pratis on the Goyim. Hashkacha Pratis is only on the Yidin. Hamamela Zok the Malbim. When it comes to the basic level of Hilol Ahal Hashem Achayeh, then like everybody else, you have to start, and that's why it opens up the Pasuk. You got to start by singing Hallel. And saying Hallel, the same way that every single thing that's alive and breathing in this world owes its very existence to Hashem, to Yurke Vavke, which is Mahave, the entire Bria, the Hainu, who brought everything into existence. But then I'm going to go vite to why, because I recognize Azamra Lelokai, the same way Abroyer said that when he was a youngster and he was growing up on the lap of Rosham Shofar, he was asked, what does he remember about his Zaydi? Said he didn't remember all that much, but he remembered that he very often davened together with his Zaydi, Rav Hirsch, and he was sitting on his lap, and Rav Hirsch would say every word of Adon Olam in Hebrew, and then he would translate it into Yiddish. And when he had Adon Olam Hashem Olach, the Talmud quotes in Avodah Samachas goes on the Shmona Kamachrei. Let's call Adon Yimach Bohoi Yabo Yabevi Yabes of Rama Chamne Hanshin Yom Shalom. My brothers, this is like those Vamas of Uwe Kaili Vachai Goli. After we talk about who are you, Hove Via Hashem, but then what? Who Kaili? He is my God. My God, he said. It's my God. That means what? Besides Hove Via, besides Shem Avai, you brought everything into existence. He's Kaili. He is my God. Only we could say that. But when we say it, we don't just say it, we sing it, Azamra Lelokai. And why am I going to sing it to Elokai, who is Mashkiach over me, Ba'ofen Hashkacha Pratis, because I have so much more than the Goyim of the world, I have so much more than the animals and the other living Brias in this world, for all the things that Hashem gave us, Ba'od, above and beyond basic life, and the fact that He watches over us, Ba'ofen Hashkacha Pratis, I'm not just going to suffice with Hallelujah. Now it's going to be what? After a Chazok of Hallelujahs, after mentioning it thrice, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, and a Hallelujah. Oh, then I'm ready after a Chazak of Hallelujahs. Now I'm ready to mamish breakout and song. Azamra to Elokai, to Hashem Yisbarach, who is Mashkiach over me both in Prati, and that's Bodhi, that's with all the extra things that I have in life. Azamra the Matzudas David says, and not just to sing a basong, the real Zimra is Beklei Anigun. I even take out instruments. It's the greatest expression, the greatest form of song. Az Yashem Moshe. And then what? Miriam, they take out the tuba Macholas. Tov, you have the instruments. Let's go ahead and have that Koach Hanigun and Zimra on every single level, the same way that the Shira Salaviyim, Machloikas is the Ikra Avodah B'Peh, Ikra Avodah B'Shir, with the clay Shir, the clay Nigun, but either way, they had it by both, and that's the ultimate Zimra, and that's Ba'odi, that's with all the extra things that I have, and that's the Malbim Veri Geshmak, and that is the difference between a Halalah and the Azamra. Now this is all going Aliba Rashi, and going Aliba Avimetzudas David, who are learning a Halalah Shemachaya is for my life. As for my life, not everybody learns that way. Let's take a look at Ramban, because the Ramban in Chumash and Parshas Haschanon brings down this very pasuk. Writes the Ramban as follows. That's Ramban in Parshas Haschanon, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Es Hashem Lokach Hatira. The Torah says you have to fear God, Va'oso Sa'avod, and you have to serve Him. So the Ramban offers various interpretations what it means to serve Hashem and what it means to fear Hashem. He says, Es Hashem Lokach Hatira Tiyeh, you're also Gedola Al Panecha. You have to always have a great sense of awesome, of fear of Hashem on your face. So what's Oso Sa'avod? Shtiya Lo B'chol Eis Kev. What does it mean now, Oso Savo, to serve Hashem? To me, an Evan Hashem means I'm the Evan and Hashem is the master. If I'm the Evan Hashem is the master, that means I put first and foremost the Rotson of the Odon and before the Rotson of the Evan. That's what Abdus means. I'm a Shabbat. I'm about the Ritzaini Lefnei Ritzono. So that means what? All my tzorchei atzmo, that's arai. And that's the tofel, and that's not the ikar. Achi yovu mizem hashamru, when I was parak base, Mishnah yud base, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Based on the pasuk, v'chol d'rachecha de'ehu. Know Hashem with all your ways, writes the Tan and Elvis of parak base, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. That means every single thing I do, has to be the Shem Shemayim, famous machloikes, Hillel and Shammai. You find a geshmak, a steak, a geshmak, a piece of meat during the week. By Shammai says, Achus Yem Shammai Sakancho. We're going to talk about Emet Hashem in the Shabbos afternoon shir. So what does Shammai say? Save it for Shabbos. Save it for Kavod Shabbos. His soul says, no. Hayah midas v'tocha. Midah cheras ha'isalo. I be talking to Hashem will send me an even nicer piece. But right now I eat the meat. What am I going to do right now? Kol ma'asecha yid l'shem Shammai. I'm going to take a ma'aser reshus and I'm going to eat with the right kavonis to make a ma'aser reshus into a ma'aser of doing the rotz and habore. That is life. Everything that I do, I want it to be l'shem Shammai. Afilu tzurchi gufu l'shem avodas akelayu. Even the things that I do to take care of myself. Why am I taking a shower to get so I can serve Hashem better? Why am I going to sleep? I can serve Hashem. What am I eating so I can take care of my body to better serve Hashem Yisborach? So writes the Ramban, and that's yochel v'yishem yaset tzurchi k'rikima gufu l'avod Hashem. I eat and I drink and I go to sleep and I take care of my bodily functions. All what? To better serve Hashem, like the Medrash says in Bereishis Rambam. Hine tov ma'od zo shena. Chi shena tovi? Is sleep good? You can't learn, you can't function. Why is sleep good? Because only with sleep do I have an opportunity to replenish the kaychas. It's yirida. To borrow the lashon from Tzadik HaKohen, it's yirida l'tzor chaliyah. I go to sleep, I shut myself down to replenish the kochos and to emerge as a bria chadash in the next morning. Now that I sleep, I can be omid v'osek b'tayrah. V'yiskavi m'chot tzorche yaguf l'mikro shakosov. And he takes us to the hillam kuf mem vol posik beis. Ha'al Hashem b'chayai azamr l'lokai ba'odi v'zet peirush nochon. How is he learning? He's learning exactly like the Yesod Rosh Hashavoda of Alexander Ziskin learns in his Shara Shir, and that what David Amelas Kavon is not just a Hala Hashem B'chayai. I'm going to praise Hashem like the Mitzvah is David B'Ona Anichai. As long as I'm alive, it doesn't say Allah Hashem when I am chai, kashani chai, kasherani chai. It says bichayai. That means with my life. That means with everything I do in life. I'm not thanking Hashem because I'm alive. And that's baodi asem alokai baodi baodi alachayim baodi. When I'm still alive in this world, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to continuously praise Hashem. What's the first part of the pasuk? First part of the pasuk is Hashem b'chol ma'asecha yud l'shem shamayim. I'm going to give you bichayai like the Chido writes, Ranenu Tzadikim Ba'ashem. What do you mean Ba'ashem? It should be Ranenu Tzadikim La'ashem. The Tzadikim sing praises La'ashem. What's Ranenu Tzadikim Ba'ashem? He says you could even use the Shem Hashem when you sing. Tehaina, what gives us a right to sing before benching? Shira Malos B'Shuv Hashem. Are you putting Hashem's name into a song? How can you put it into a song? So the Chido writes in Shal Shushuvas, Chaim Shalom Chelik Beis B'Shem Rav Klipa Malka. Writes the Chido of Lazar Ashkenazi in the Sefer Ma'isa. Hashem Rav Adji Yosef discusses it. And Shuvas Chavadas and Chelik Beisim and hey, you can even incorporate the name of Hashem into your song. Where's the Rames? Right, it's the Chida. It doesn't say Ranu Tzadikim LaHashem. It says Ranu Tzadikim BaHashem. That means I'm even using the Shem Hashem to give praise to Hashem, and that's the greatest praise. Hashem, I'm going to use your name. Everybody likes to hear his or her name. I could tell you, my son Shaya, you want to get him to smile? Just say Shaya a million times. When I'm Zmiris, if he's not in the best mood, I just throw in the name Shaya to the Shabbos Zmiris and forget it. He thinks I'm saying it all about him. Everyone likes to hear their name. Everyone likes to hear the best. I'm going to use your name to be Meshabeach you. And that's what you say, Hashem. That's the same thing. I'm going to use my life to give you Hallel. What does it mean I'm going to use my life? When I'm eating and I'm taking care of my goof and I'm drinking this cup of water, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you, Hashem. I'm having a piece of steak. I'm doing it for you. Going to the bathroom. And not for me. I'm going to the bathroom so I can emerge and learn better Torah. And I can do more mitzvahs. I'm doing it for you. Everything I do, I'm doing it as an act of a Hallel Hashem, because I recognize that everything comes from Shem Hashem. That's the Ramban, and that's how the Ramban concludes v'zeh perush nochon, and that's the diyak Hallel Hashem b'chayai. I am using my life to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I'm going to continuously sing zemiras to my God, my personal God, v'odi ala oretz, as long as I'm here in Olam Hazeh, I'm going to continuously praise. But that's the Hemshech Halib of the Ramban. To hide, I'm thanking you because I'm alive and everything that I do, now that I recognize, when am I going to praise Hashem and sing Zemiris and Ode Chai? Only after I recognize, what's the value of life? Is that all my eating, drinking, and sleeping is done solely to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, solely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And now, as I'm Hashem, the longer you keep me here, the more I'm going to be able to do for you. Famous Chavetz Chaim, Yuchus to the Chavetz Chaim, one of the biggest Segulas Harichas Yomim, is what people say, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. Right, the famous Woody Allen, I know everyone has to die, I just don't want to be there when it happens. And at the end of the day, we know that we don't live forever. And we know that one day, so what's the biggest segula? The biggest segula is we want to live for ourselves. We don't want to pass away from this world. Explain the Chavetz Chaim, please keep me alive, not for me, so that I can continue doing your work, I continue doing your job, because Klal Yisrael needs me, because your Ratzon and your Kiddushim Shemayim needs me. If you're living your whole life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest segula of Arichas Yamin. And that's how the Ramban learns this pasuk, quoting our Kuf Mem Vav pasuk base. And now let's go back to the Yesod Shel Shavuot, who also learns like the Ramban, and he already starts with pasuk number one. Hallelujahs, go sing the praises of Hashem. Halli Nashi Es Hashem. So what's going on here? You just started, you gave me the prefatory hallelujah. You just told me, let's sing the praises of Hashem. So now Halli Nashi, so now my nephew's going to get, of course I'm going to get praise. So I just said, okay everyone, let's go now and give praise. And now I'm saying, oh, Halli Nashi Es Hashem. If I'm telling you that, then Avada's going to do it too. What are we adding now? Halli Nashi, right? It's the Yesod Shel Shavuot. What is this? This is a tzivoy. It's not a statement. Howli nafshi. All right, the Yisrael, I'm commanding my neshama. I'm commanding my nefesh. Nefesh, wake up. Speaking to his pnimiyus tikka neshama. How look, everyone sing praises. But what? Now I'm going to turn to my own nefesh, my own neshama, and I'm going to say, howli nafshi. You, my soul. How many times do we talk to ourselves? David HaMelech is mourning himself. It's not enough to say, oh, let's all go and give praise. Howli nafshi. Now I'm going to turn and I'm going to command my own neshama to arouse, to wake up, and to do what? And neshama, I'm commanding you to go out and praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then I'm going to continuously praise that, not only with my neshama, but now the Yisrael Shavuot is so geshmak, the Ramban was focusing solely on Pasuk Beis. Rav Alexander Ziskin really connects Pasuk Aleph and Beis to Hainu. I'm commanding my neshama to do what? To sing the praises of Hashem. Not my guf. Haluka is how the ikra is the neshama. So now I said, oh, my neshama is going to get praised. That means what? When I come to davening in the morning and it's Rosh Chodesh and I'm saying Hallel, I'm going to sing all these beautiful kapitloch, and my neshama is going to sing, and then when my neshama is singing, then it's time to go skiing, then it's time to go jet skiing, then it's time to go play basketball and eat a geshmaka lunch, then I'm going to take care of myself. That's why it's not redundant, it's not extra. Hallelujah is let's everyone start praising Hashem. Halli nafshi, I'm commanding my neshama, you go David HaMelech, your panemius taking neshama, go praise Hashem. And then what? I'm not just going to praise him with my neshama. Continues of Alexander Ziskin, Bechayai, with my life, with my goof, with everything that my goof does, I'm going to continuously praise Hashem. Not just Halli Nafshi, I'm commanding my neshama. You don't have to command the goof. Once you commanded the neshama, and the neshama takes off, the neshama is going to take the goof with it. So now the Metziah says, Allah Hashem, the same Hashem. I am now going to give over my life, my goof, in addition to my neshama. And when you have the synthesis of the neshama with the goof, Azavar Lelokai Ba'odi, now it's going to be what? The neshama singing the halal, the goof is singing the halal. Now it's Azamra, because what is? I want to add on. On the Phineas Daiti, what's the Hemshech Lena to Azamra? As the Malbim told us, Azamra means that your mom is saying it bepeh. Your mom is now singing. That means I'm using the Koach Adibra not just to say words of halo that are coming out of my mouth, but now it's mamish bepeh. Or, for example, in the biography of Ramesh Soloveitchik, Vaish Moshe. Ish Moshe or Moshe Salvechik explains what is going on in this pasuk. One is the chelak on neshama, and one is the words that come out of my mouth, and one is the koach hadibur. That's the azam lakai boldi dahainu. I'm gonna go ahead and use my neshama and use my goof to go and give basic to say it. But when I have the synthesis of the two, what is that? So we know that every time we invoke the koach hadibur, that's an expression of the synthesis, the fusion of the chelak al guf with the chelak al neshama. Ish kiyafli lido neder, mafli lasos. What's the greatest pella? The merging of the koach al guf with the koach al neshama. And Mela, what? If your neshama starts to sing the praise and then it unites with the guf to sing the praise, then it's going to be what? That synthesis is going to give rise to a zamra. Now I'm going to open up my mouth like never before, and now I'm going to break out in song, lilokai, to my personal God. Baodi, as long as I'm alive in this world with that synthesis of the Tzad HaNeshama that I command my Neshama Li Nafshi, and now Hashem B'chayam, I'm going to use my own life, my Guf, and now it's Gevaldik, now it's going to break out in Zimra when I have this Halali, with this Halali, and I have the two together, it's going to be double Halali. But what's double Halali? Then I'm going to break out, my Pez is going to open up like never before, and then it's going to be a Zamra. and get it over the koch of the zemer, and that stims with the bina leitim. Bina leitim says, "Hala Hashem b'chayai," and that is mechinas. I'm sorry, "Hali nafshi" is mechinas a nefesh. "Hala Hashem b'chayai," I'm going to give over my life. That's the mechinas ruach, and azemel akai bodi is when I have my neshama. I bring them all together, and that's going to break out in zimra when I sing praises to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the first two psukim. Well, we're not going to get very far this evening. Ah, we don't have to. That already set the stage for what's going on in Kuf Mem Vav. David HaMelech continues. Al tivtichu b'nedivim and b'ven adam shelo teshua. So David HaMelech continues. Right in the heels of all this great praise and all the singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And meaning what? We just had Ashrei. Ashrei was going through the alapes, every chelik of the bria. We're being meshabeach and mahalo Hashem for every single thing that He gave us here in this world. Mitzad the gashmi, mitzad the ruchni, everything. Pasecha sedecha. And now we continue the halel. All of my nefesh I give over to Hashem. All of my guf I give over to Hashem. And now we go into a pasuk. Don't place your trust even in the most noble of men. But then Adam Shailushua, a man who has no power of deliverance. There's no point in trusting anyone besides Hashem. Everything is Hashem. He's Mahabad Obriya. He gave us a life, he gave us a guf, and he gave us a neshama. Our guf comes from Hashem, our neshama comes from Hashem. What do you have to put trust in man? Man didn't give us a guf, man didn't give us our neshama. Everything is called Kalitola and Kodesh Bruchu. And that's what we just concluded with what? Elokim. He is my God, Dahainu. He didn't just create the world, say, okay, everybody, the world's done. Now it's up to you. I'm staying out of the picture. I'm going behind the world stage. And now you guys do whatever you want. No, it's Elokai. He's my God. He's Mashkiach over me, but open to me. He's constantly watching over. There's no reason. That's it. It's me and Akushu. I don't have to put my bitachon in any human beings. It's all Akushu. Whether you're an Ani, whether you're an Asher, it's all precisely according to Hashem's plan for you. That's Elokai. So don't put your bitachon in Ben Adam. Shailo Teshua. When his spirit departs, he returns to his earth. And on that day, his plans come to naught. Meaning what? It wasn't enough to just tell us after the Chumana Divim. David Melch goes on in the very next pasuk and he says why. And this is so geshmak, why it's the flow. Because when his spirit, when his neshama departs, what happens? His guf goes right back down to the ground. The Hainu, I only gave you a guf to be the kli that your neshama can use to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what life is all about. Say, Elohim, now that you just praise me with your neshama, and you praise me with your guf, and you break out in shira because you realize that both the neshama and the guf have to give over their metzias, batar, etzayin, chalafnei, etzona. What hope is there left to put into man? Your neshama is from God, and your guf is from God, and everything you do is not for man. It's and haraya. Why be boteich and ben adam when his neshama leaves, his neshama goes, and his guf goes down to the ground and it decomposes? It's the case when you put bitachon into him, I'm the one who put them together, and when I decide I'm going to separate them, and then the guf is going to be no longer. And that is in the world of Pashup Shat, the way we're learning. I like the Yisrael Shoto, like the Ramban, but wait until you hear the Shema. Peladik Shema, and a similar idea is brought by the Kli Yakor in his Sefer of Drosh Solos Ephraim, number 550, and Tavkov Nun. And he writes a similar thing, but listen to this. Peladik Shema. Mamash Peladik Shema. He writes to the Shema Kaddish as follows. It's not his own. As it could be remembered, they were the same tkufa. Kli Yakor was a Talmud, Talmud Chavar of the Maharal. And the Maharal, the Kli Yakor, and the Marsha, they all lived into the early 1600s. So the Shal Kodesh or Yishai Harowitz buried in Tiberia, all around the same tkufa. So it could be heard it from the Kli Yakor. I'll listen to this Shla. Listen to this Remez in these psukim. And it's going to change your kavana from now on in this Halukah. Shamati Beilo psukim Shat Echad. Ki Nimtza B'medrish Echad. And this is really the Zohar Chelek Aleph Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. That on the Mauritian, Kishenigs all of Misa, when Misa was decreed on the Mauritian, Hotzavlo Yom Echad Lichyos, he was still given one day to live. How long is that one day? He's still in the world of Hashem Yisbaruch. So he's given one day. One day is one of Hashem's days. What's one of Hashem's days? As the Ramban is Maruch, 1,000 days. 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amela, we have the following. The same way that the Yid at one time was speaking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, God, what's $1,000,000 to you? And I said, God says, $1,000,000 to me is like a penny. He says, well, God, he says, what's 1,000 years to you? He says, 1,000 years is like a day. He says, so God, can I have $1,000,000? He says, yeah, just a day. 1,000 years is like a minute. He says, yeah, you can have them just a minute. I didn't get to work with God's terms. You got to work with all of God's terms. So we know that he got the 1,000 years. And what did he do? He got Yom HaShokar Shmuchshu Alav Shana. V'esratzim et chila adam reishin li teim yishno savayin shana l'davad ha-melech. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mar him dor dovar dosh v'chama. And he showed him David ha-melech that he was going to be an ape who was destined to be a miscarriage. As the Medrash goes on to say, he was only going to live 3 hours in this world. And now what? David ha-melech says, I'm going to give 70 years of my life to David ha-melech. And the chen haya, he lived to 930 years, which is 1,000 minus 70. Writes the Shlok. When he got to 930, so what do you think? Adam, remember, is human, especially post Eitz Hadas Tavara. You can live to 30 to 90 to 120. You can now, there's a Holocaust survivor who's now, after a woman died in China recently, it's now in the news that the oldest living person is a Holocaust survivor. It's about 108 years old, I think 110 years old. Holocaust survivor is now the old from guy as the oldest living person in the world today. Whether you're living to 108, 115, or 930, nobody wants to die. However long you lived, he says, writes the Shlok, says, what happened? David HaMelech gets to 930. And now he knows that's it, his time is up. His time is up. And now he has? Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon gets to 930. And now when Adam Rishon, it's only 930, he says, what in the world did I do? I gave over 70 years to David, and he has Charuta. He says, David's not even here yet. HaKadosh will figure out another way to give him 70 years. He says, I have Charuta. Shegia, the tough Kuflamet to 930, Vigia Hamisa, and his moments would be Nischarit Varotzalach. So he says, Hashem, maybe we can renegotiate. I know, maybe we can work something else out. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam al Tasa Kein. You don't do that. Why? Because Motzis Vasecha Tishmar. You got to keep your word, which is amazing, because that means one of the first lessons the Eibishter teaches us in the Bria is a Jew has to keep his word. Motzis Vasecha Tishmar. Habe Biotze Chalatzecha. Look into those who are going to come out of you with because the pasuk says, "Vayider Yaakov neder leimor," and whatever neder Yaakov said, he kept to his word. And the Gemara of Matzia Peidanim enough, we know that Shufrid Yaakov main Shufrid the Adam Arishon, and that Ariza writes that Yaakov was in fact a Gilgal of Adam Arishon. So now Hashem says, what do you understand? He says, Adam, you're going to go against your words. Your own descendant, Yaakovinu, teaches the world that if you make a nether, you better keep it. You made a nether. You said you're giving over 70 years. You better keep it. So miyad chazer odom v'nishar v'nidro. He says, okay, I'll give you back my neshama. His time is up. And keep... have David have the 70 years. He says, that's the kavan of the pasuk. Al tivtechu b'nadivim abiven Adam. Romeis l'Adam Arishon, who was another, who was the first nadiv, who was the first person in the world, who was minadiv, who gave over a gift to somebody else. I was Adam. Al tivtechu, don't put your bitachon in the divim. No matter what people pledge, and what big people promise, however much money they say they give into the shul, don't go out and count the money until it's in the bank account. Al tivtechu b'nadivim, don't put your bitachon in those who are minadiv. And Beven Adam, what's Ben Adam? Adam Rishon, who was the Nadev Ayin Shonim. Why? Aki B'Shah Sheyotzerucho Abdu Eshtonosa, because when his neshama leaves, all of his plans leave with him. Ratzalach Salabi Kol Sheyotzekam Rucho, and the end of the day, he can change his mind. Lulei Aloke Yaakov Shomalo Kadosh Baruch Hu Shasid Yaakov Lamud V'Lido Nedarim Ula Kaima Zeshom Rakosiv Ashri Shekel Yaakov BeEzro Amela. Now it's Gishmak. Don't go ahead and put out of the Chumah Nedivim Ben Adam Shein Lo Teshua. Adam can't save himself. Adam is just a Ben Adam. Don't trust Adam Arishon. Teitzeruch Yoshu Liyamosa. The second he dies, Adam. You don't know if he's going to carry out the pledge. He could die before he carries out his promises, and all of his plans pass away with him on that day. But Asher Shekel Yaakov Ezro, praiseworthy is the one that has the God of Yaakov helping him out. Who's the God of Yaakov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the God of Yaakov? By bringing up Yaakov's Nidorim. That's what convinced all the Mauritian. You better go in and keep your word. You see that even all the Mauritian, the very first Manade, he was willing to go back on his word, but it's only because Kel Yaakov Ezro, that's what ensured that he's going to go and keep his word, because Hashem mentioned to him that I'm the kill of Yaakovino, who's your descendant, who's going to make the Dharma, who's going to keep his word, and therefore that's the reason. So Sivro, you should put your hope al Hashem Elokav. Don't ever put your hope in human beings. Put your hope solely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Hashem Elokav, and again that's Hashem and Elokai, and that's the Siyum of the Milsa. That's how Mama Shul comes together. So why are we praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he's also Shemayim Ba'aretz, to say Yemes Kol Shabam, everything there, he's Shomer Emes L'Olam, he's also Mishpat, and again, all these Ma'ilim, he's Matar Surim, he's Bokeh Chivrib, he's Okev Kefufim, he's Oiv Tzadikim, Hashem is Shomer Eskerim, Hashem is Yosem Yamon Yodi, but it doesn't say Hashem. What's going on here? Every other one is what? Hashem is Matar Surim, Hashem Bokeh Chivrib, Hashem is Okev Kefufim, Hashem is Oiv Tzadikim, Hashem loves his Tzadikim, Hashem is Shomer Esgerim, Hashem protects his Gerim, as the Mefarshim explain, as Faseva says, what's Loshen Ger? Geraisi, I'm a stranger in the land. Ger was what? A stranger his whole life. He was mixed up. This neshama was a neshama that really stood at Hasinai. His descendants didn't have seen him. That reason, right, to say, Google Melawat. The neshama Asama got lost and it got intermingled amongst the Gayim. Hashem says, don't worry, Ger, I'm watching you. And one day you're going to convert. I'm watching that neshama that you'll still be alive until that point when you're ready to convert. And I'm going to bring that Jewish neshama, originating Jewish neshama, I'm going to bring it back to the fold. That, writes the Sfasemes, has Hashem is showing us Ger, he's watching them. Even when they're a guy, Hashem is watching them because they're living a life as a Ger. They're always wandering, mixing around in different families and different nations. Hashem safeguards them. Question is, what happened to Hashem? It should be what? The parallel, the Hakbalat HaLashon should mandate. It should be Hashem Shomer Esgerim. Hashem is Ya'odid Yosem Yamona. What happened to the missing Shem Hashem? Ask the Shlach Kodesh. We go back to the videotape. Let's go back to the Heiliger Shlach Kodesh. And listen to this. This is not in his regular parish. It's in the Haggah. It's in the footnote. He says, Masha Hiska Shem Havaya Yurke Vav. With every single category, Zulas Eitzah Yosem Yamona Yehudei. Where is the Hashem? Yishlomar Gam Sham Nira Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. But you have to look at the Rashi Tevas. And what's the Rashi Tevas? Yosom Ve'amona Yehudei Yud Vav Yud Gematria 26 Gematria Hashem Hashem. So what's going on over here? Every other one is Hashem. It's Bokech Hashem is Okei Kuvah Hashem is Shomer the Gerim Hashem is Oiv Tzadikim. Instead of saying Hashem is Yehudei the Yosem Yamona over here. We have it. What the Shem Hashem Yud Kevavke Gematria 26 is Yosum Vamon Yodid Yud Vav Yud Gematria 26 Gematria Shem Avaya. So what does it mean? They're getting chipped. Where's the Shem Hashem Faker? Writes the Shlah. Gishmak, Shitiv Hashem is Soch Yosem Yamona. Hashem says, everybody else, what? There's Hashem, and he loves his tzaddikim over there. There's Hashem, and he's Pokeach the Ivrim over there. Hashem is Zokiv the Kefufim over there. Hashem is Shomer the Gerim over there. When it comes to his beloved Yosem and Amona, Hashem says, it's not me over here and the Yosem Amona over there. I'm going to be Mamish with you every step of the way. The ones who are suffering, the orphans and the widows, I'm going to be there with you every single second. I am a part of your Etzem Etzias. I am Mamish there with you. My Shem Hashem will not be the Shem Hashem and then mention of you. Yosem Amon Yodi, I'm going to be there as the prefix together mixed in. Ma'orav, in your Metzias. I'll be there every step of the way. That's why anytime they cry out, Hashem answers the tefillos. He says, and that's the posuk. Ayidei a posuk, ki Hashem Elokim Elokei Elokim, v'adoni hadonim. And what's the next posuk? Yisim Asrei, Osem Mishpat Yosem V'Amona. Hashem always carries out the Mishpat of Yosem Amona. Why? Because he's the Elokei Elokim. Because he's the Adonai Adonim. He says, but who am I going to resign with? I'm going to live together with the Yosemim and the Yosemis and the Amonim and the Amonas. I'm going to be with them every step of the way. Over here, we drop out the Shem Hashem. And that's going to be your kavanah from now on. Every time you say this, Hallelujah, Yosef Amona Yehudit Hashem always gives them chizik and idud, encouragement. Why? Because Hashem says, I'm there with you. I'm there part of your Metzias. V'derech Hashem Yehoveis. I'm mixed up to Derech Hashem. No one's going to stop in the way. I'm a Mela. Who can do that? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's what? Yimlach Hashem Liolam Lokayatzin Ledevador Hallelujah. Hashem will rule forever. Hashem is the God who's going to be around forever. Let's close it up with Hallelujah. Let's all now give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the goof. He gave us the neshama. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single step of the way. I will take care of all those whom I love, all those who give my praise. It starts with Halukah and ends with Halukah, and that's going to take us right in the next capital.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.